Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ako si Hallie Fernando, at ito ang Meditation Muna. Being able to let go of things that no longer serve us is a valuable skill. Alam natin na hindi nakabubuti para sa mental health at physical well-being kapag tayo ay nagdadala ng takot, galit o sama ng loob. Lalo na kung matagal na natin itong kinikimkim. Kaya sa meditation at iba pang mindfulness practice, binibigyang diin ang pag-let go. Nabanggit sa episode 2 na lahat ng bagay ay energy. Nasusukat ang energy na ito sa frequency. The higher our frequency, the more we operate from a place of peace and love. Kapag tayo ay nagkikimkim ng takot, kahihiyan, inggit, sama ng loob o anumang emosyon na sa tingin natin ay negatibo, bumababa ang ating frequency. Operating at a low frequency for a very long time can also lead to stress-related diseases. So, what the mindfulness community has done is tell people to let go. Today, I would like to challenge this approach. Gaya ng sabi ko kanina, ang pagbitiw ay maaaring magdulot ng ginhawa. Pero ang pagpuwersa o pagmamadali ng proseso ng pagbitiw ay nakakasama at kung minsan, ito ay nagiging traumatic. What do I mean? First, by placing so much value on letting go, we are essentially telling people that holding on to negative feelings is wrong. We are made to feel bad and guilty when we are not able to let go and move on. Second, if we are forced to let go of a feeling prematurely, we miss out on the learning opportunity this feeling is offering us. Kung pinipilit nating isantabi ang isang emosyon nang hindi iniintindi ang pinanggagalingan nito, paulit-ulit lang itong susulpot. There is a mindfulness saying that goes, "What you resist, persists." Third, being told to let go when you are not ready can even be harmful at times. Anong mararamdaman mo kung namatayan ka ng kapamilya o kaibigan at may nagsabi sa'yo, "Okay lang yan, let go mo na, subukan mo na lang mag-move on." We have to give ourselves time to grieve, to process. All feelings are valid. Ayon kay Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, ang psychiatrist na may pakana ng 5 stages of grief, there are 2 basic human emotions, love and fear. Lahat ng ibang emosyon ay nag-uugat sa takot o pagmamahal. Yes, valid din ang mga emotion na nag-uugat sa takot. Pag tayo ay na-pressure lang sa pag-let go, we are not really raising our frequency because we are still operating from a place of fear. Gaya ng nabanggit sa Season 1, Episode 2, Navigating Fear, fear in itself is neither good nor bad. Fear is information about what somebody deeply wants and needs. I think a more helpful approach to letting go is to examine what this fear is trying to tell you and to learn from it. Then you will find that letting go just happens on its own. So, paano nga ba bitawan ang isang fear-based feeling, lalo na kung matagal mo itong dinadala? Gagamitin ko ang resentment o sama ng loob bilang halimbawa. I think resentment is a feeling that people commonly struggle to let go. It is definitely something I struggle with. Resentment is a layered emotion. Kasama sa sama ng loob ang pagdama ng inis, galit, sakit, suklam, pagkabigo, kahihiyan, at kawalan ng tiwala. Ang sama ng loob ay buhat ng pakiramdam na ikaw ay minali o minaltrato. The first thing you can do towards letting go is approach your resentment with kindness. Lahat tayo ay nakaranas na o dumaranas ng sama ng loob. Huwag natin i-judge ang sama ng loob bilang negatibo. Huwag din natin itong isantabi. So, kung ang sama ng loob ay nagdudulot ng kaba, sakit sa tiyan, bigat sa dibdib, o iba pang pakiramdam, obserbahan lang ito ng may kindness at curiosity. They have a lot to tell you. Alam kong medyo mahirap ang pag-process ng mga bagay na hindi naman natin nakikita o nahahawakan. Kung gayon, maari mong i-imagine na ang hinanakit na dinadala mo ay mayroong pisikal na anyo. Maaring ito ay isang bagay, hayop o nilalang. At kapag nagkaroon na ito ng pisikal na anyo, maari mo na itong lapitan. Meet that with kindness and curiosity. Kindness and curiosity are key to understanding. Second, you have to understand why you are clinging on to resentment in the first place. Ito yung mahirap gawin. Ano ang nakukuha mo sa pagdala ng sama ng loob? Hindi mo ito ikikimkim kung wala itong pakinabang sa'yo. Sa aking karanasan, meron akong sama ng loob sa isang tao na umabuso sa akin. Resentment towards my abuser made me feel safe. It was a boundary I put up. Para sa akin, kung pakawalan ko ang sama ng loob, para ko na rin sinabi na okay lang yung nangyaring pag-abuso. Sobrang hindi ito okay. Resentment also validated my need to feel good. In society, the victim is seen as good and the perpetrator as bad. I had lived with a lot of self-blame over what happened, and resentment was my mind's way of justifying that I was a good person. Ako yung tama sa sitwasyon na iyon. Ako yung minaltrato. The abuse I experienced was very disempowering, and my mind was searching for ways to regain that power, again through resentment. By telling myself that this person who had hurt me needed to make up for their wrongdoings, I put them in a position beneath me. Kumbaga, kailangan nilang magmakaawa, gumapang, humingi ng paumanhin, para lang makuha ang aking atensyon. In this weird power dynamic I had created in my head, I gained a temporary sense of empowerment. Ngayon ko natatanto na yun pala ang dahilan ng paghimkim ko ng hinanakit at sama ng loob. But if someone told me to let go of resentment before I was ready, I don't think I could. Bakit ko ito pakakawalan? Di bali ng napaka-toxic nito. Di bali na yung dalang psychological at emotional suffering ng hinanakit na ito. bakit ko pakakawalan ang isang bagay na nagbibigay ng safety, validation, at empowerment? During that time, I badly needed those things, and I thought it was worth holding on to resentment to meet those needs. I'm sharing this with you because this is the side of letting go that many mindfulness teachers don't talk about, and I think it's very important. Because resentment and other fear-based feelings serve a purpose, asking someone to give it up when they are not ready can make them feel unsafe or really bad about themselves, which is the opposite of what letting go should make you feel. And yet, we ask people to let go all the time. It doesn't matter what fear-based feeling it is that you are clinging to. Your mind and your body need to feel safe before they are able to let go. Kaya kung meron ka pang dinadala o kinikimkim, hindi kita pipiliting mag-let go. Pero sana, subukan mo itong i-process ng may compassionate curiosity. See what these feelings are trying to tell you, question them, and learn from them. Remember, fear is information about what a person deeply wants and needs. When you are able to access that information, you will understand what you need to do to let go and when it is time. Lastly, forgiveness and letting go are byproducts of healing. Focus on your personal healing. That is the most important thing right now. I'm here to hold that space for you. Tara, meditation muna. Find a comfortable seat on the floor or on a chair. Sit in a way that allows you to feel relaxed and stay alert. Ipatong ang mga kamay sa hita nang nakataas ang palad. Paghanda ka na, maaari nang pumikit. I-relax ang balikat, leeg, at braso. I-relax ang balakang, binti, at paa. We will do a few rounds of deliberate breathing. Let the breath be slow and long. As you inhale, gently uncurl the fingers and open the palms. As you exhale, draw the fingers in, making a loose fist. Hinga papasok, iunat ang mga daliri at buksan ang palad. Hinga palabas, ipasok ang mga daliri. Loose fist. Do a few more rounds on your own, keeping the long breaths and movements in the fingers. letting go of the movement and resuming normal breathing. Dalhin ang atensyon sa mga daliri ng paa at dahan-dahang dalhin ang atensyon pataas hanggang sa tuktok ng ulo. Kung may madaanan kang bahagi ng katawan na nagdadala ng pagod o tensyon, maaring mag-pause muna dito. Tell this part of your body that it's okay. It is safe. Payagan itong magpahinga. Dalhin ang atensyon sa bahagi ng katawan kung saan pinakadama ang paghinga. Maaring ito ay ang ilong, lalamunan, dibdib, tiyan. Kung saan man ito, i-focus ang kamalayan dito. Anytime you find yourself wandering or drifting off, keep going back to that area where the breath is present. keep your attention on the breath. Imagine that the body is bringing to the surface things that are no longer of use to you. Any tension, stress, ill feelings that you have been carrying, imagine this energy gathering in the neck area. Isipin na may dalawang butas sa gilid ng leeg na pwedeng labasan ng anumang kailangang pakawalan mula sa katawan. Imagine them blowing out like air, relieving pressure and stress in the body. Imagine the body normalizing in the process. Focus your attention back to the part of the body where you feel the breath the most. Malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. Unti-unting galawin ang mga kamay. Maaring iunat ang mga binti. Paghanda ka na, maaari nang dumilat. Salamat sa pag-meditate. Be a part of this meditation community. Share your practice with other Pinoy meditators and practice with us live. Follow Meditation Muna on Instagram at Meditation Muna. Ang Meditation Muna ay isang Puma Podcast production. Sundan ito sa Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher o kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.